Hello, Misty Mejia here, CEO of Theater Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. Over the years, society has witnessed a significant shift in recognizing and appreciating the leadership qualities possessed by women. As traditional gender roles evolve, women are being recognized as outstanding leaders, excelling in various domains and industries. So why do I need to jump on my soapbox? Well, in my line of business, I have found that men within organizations are still accelerating faster to leadership roles than women. And according to research conducted by organizations like Catalyst and McKinsey & Company, women continue to be underrepresented in senior leadership positions. Factors such as gender bias, societal expectations, and organizational barriers contribute to these disparities. Women may face obstacles related to advancement opportunities, unconscious bias, stereotypes, and lack of access to mentors. The amazing thing is we have some organizations actually reach out to Theater of Public Speaking because they notice this disparity and they want to intentionally mentor and help bridge the gap, which we love. What we have found in our last 3 years of working with corporations is that males are more likely to speak up and not focus on the internal questioning of their ideas, while some women hold back sharing because they want their idea to be perfectly thought out. The crazy thing is, while some women are muting themselves, inevitably someone else in the room shares a similar idea and gets praised for it. So how do we adjust this in our line of work as public speaker trainers? Well, it's a combination of a wide variety of strategies based on each human and their personal needs. It could be anything from a neuroscientific approach to build new cognitive or behavior patterns to leadership development methods to high-stakes Q&A strategies. The key lies in identifying the underlying cause of their current hurdles and offering them the appropriate framework to unleash their empowered voice. What's incredible, though, is once we remove that hurdle, the transformation is palpable to everyone involved. Just in the last 2 weeks, one of the leaders we are working with earned recognition because they grew their division by 5x over the expected goal. Another one earned a massive leadership promotion, while another one was hired for a global keynote spot at a huge conference, and note, she had never done a keynote before. As a leader, you can make a difference by actively seeking out and promoting diverse talent, providing mentorship and training opportunities to build paths to success. Reflect on the opportunities you are providing for all of your team. Would investing in your team's ability to clearly articulate and communicate not only their vision, but the company's vision, inspire buy-in throughout your organization? Would it inspire your prospects in a beneficial way to your success? We are halfway through the year. How can you accelerate the growth of those around you? All right. Hopping off my soapbox now, wishing you an outstanding second half of the year with so much love. Don't forget to unmute yourself and unmute your team.